Hello and welcome to Bible Brothers. I'm your host. I'm your host, Dan Klein. And with me is a very special guest. Please welcome to the show, Robert Padnick.
Hey, Dan. Glad to be here.
Hey, Robert. It's great to have you in the studio.
Thanks.
Thanks for coming on to my show.
Yes.
This might be a little bit awkward for us because...
It's reversed.
It's reversed. And as we know, anytime something is reversed...
We flipped it. We reversed it.
We flipped it. We reversed it. We bopped it. We beeped it.
We're going to do a lot to this. Yeah.
And the point of this episode is not to read the Bible. Normally, we are the that's all we do on the show.
We are the Bible Brothers.
And podcast equipment reviews, which I would give a negative review to the Zoom handy recorder that we're using right now because it fell.
Yeah, this is going to be our final podcast for at least a second. Yeah. And we still have technical difficulties. We do not know how to make a podcast.
Yeah, just so people know, and this is important, we already recorded this and then we dropped the recorder and it deleted the file. So we're starting again.
Yeah, it fell on the delete button.
It was basically an omen to remind us to stop
that
recording
this is
a podcast.
The right choice.
It's over.
Yeah.
But I let everyone know on the Discord that... Yes, Robert is leaving the show, but it was not your decision at all.
No.
It was purely a corporate decision. It had to do with a lot of layoffs going on at the Bible Brothers Corporation. Mm-hmm. I don't understand where the numbers fall for the podcast division and how you kind of got swept up into this sort of the more weapons division department.
Yeah.
And
you
whatnot.
Might know more, a lot more than I do because I think, when they fire you, they just... You just get a letter saying they don't give you reasons because then you can, I think, file claims about the reason. You can disagree. They just say.
And that's they're not going to deal with that.
They just say you are fired and then security's right there.
Well, I'm very sorry.
Yeah.
I know you were devastated.
I'm surprised.
It was
I think it has to do with the Peltzes. I think keeping their son locked in a dungeon for years.
Yeah. They didn't like that or they did like that?
They interesting
because we don't know Cooper and Cooper. I love you, buddy, but I'm just saying we don't know his past.
We only know his present
and that we assumed that Cooper was in good graces with the Peltz family,
but we never thought that
perhaps there's inner turmoil.
You know what? And when we met him and he was already locked in a dungeon, we should have asked.
How did you get down here?
Why?
Who I mean, if anything, it just seemed like a convenient editor setup.
I thought he was comfortable.
Yeah, and he was like good. He was still moist.
He said, yum, yum, me want money.
Right. And so
we started feeding him money.
Gave him a bucket of some coins.
Yeah.
Bullion.
But it's possible that's not what they want. So anyway, well.
It's not for us to question
the corporation.
Right. And the Peltz family. But we did get, I let people know on the Discord, and I think people wanted to say goodbye.
Thank you.
Goodbye. To Robert. And I think I wanted to give you an opportunity to say goodbye. And, I know, again, that you're so sad. You're not going to get to read Samuel 2. Yeah. Right.
I forgot.
I know. There's always, you could come back. you could ask them to come back and say, hey, please. I Samuel 1 ended on a cliffhanger.
I gotta know what happened.
Please, corporation. I'll do it for free.
Samuel, as I recall, is dead. But what could Samuel, the sequel, be? Samuel's son.
The wizard ghetto.
Oh, yeah, the wizard ghetto. Well, I'd like to say goodbye. Cooper, if you could hit some sad music. I'm looking for that. And
finds it.
Finding it. Searching for your files. That's not it. Okay. Well, I hope it's only it's not a farewell. It's I gotta go for a second.
Almost like
I gotta go to the market.
You're basically like Samuel going. You're a ghost, but now you're in the wizard ghetto.
I am a ghost, but
I'm still more to do in life.
There's something you can call me back. You know, also my voice is gone.
You've been doing other podcasts?
I'm so too popular now.
All I do
You're
is
not
talk.
Gonna like who I joined.
Oh no.
Sexy preacher.
He's like, I need a co-host. Someone they read it while I flex my abs and make my pecs bounce.
I look so much sexier next to Robert.
Oh man.
He talks with his voice and then I come in with my deep dulcet tones.
Yeah. Listen to God.
No, I have a 1 year old. I have another baby on the way now. Newsflash.
I'm pretending to be shocked because I just actually heard this.
Yeah.
Oh. But it is still shocking.
Yeah, still.
That's very exciting. Congratulations.
Thank you. So I two babies now, plus I don't have a job.
Right. I forgot about that.
And I need to make work for myself.
Make work money.
So it was just kind of a practical thing. I really like doing the podcast. I like spending time with you. I think.
Yeah.
Theoretically, I like the idea of reading the entire Bible, though.
Sure. Sure. In practice.
In practice, it can sometimes feel different, but I still think it's a funny joke.
Yeah.
I still think it's...
Okay.
I'm still on board with the project.
Nice. You could be produced by Robert Vadnik.
Still be a producer emeritus.
Behind the scenes.
Still come back. And it's a let's see. It's longer than a hiatus because I don't know when it's going
to
end.
Well, how long does it take to raise two kids? 18 to 21 years?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah.
So, you know, let's just say it's that as a hiatus.
Yeah, sure. Like roughly, if you want to schedule 20,
55
would work for me.
Okay.
2055, we could resume.
See.
Or at least check in then.
Check in.
Let's check in 2054.
Okay. And see how it's going. What are you thinking about next year?
That's what we'll do. Yeah.
And then some people on the
podcast. Hey, it's January 1st, 2054. Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. Thanks for calling. I was going to call you. I was actually just about to call you.
Hey, how has your life been?
Oh, yeah, because we won't have seen each other.
No, of course not.
Well, I actually do.
I'm older now.
My hope.
Yes.
Is that I did feel sometimes when we were doing this so regularly.
Yeah.
That I wouldn't see you as a friend.
Oh.
Socially.
I would just become like co-host man.
Kinda. Like you're like, well, I just saw Dan.
Right. So there's nothing to talk about.
Nothing to talk about now. But maybe now we could go back to being friends.
That'd be nice. I'd do that.
Yeah.
Fair.
So that
it's part of the deal.
That I'm looking...
The corporation, the letter when they sent you that you're fired or being laid off.
Yeah.
They also said, but you should remain friends with Dan.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Yeah, that they knew that. It's weird.
They're so buttoned up otherwise.
It was kind of one of the first times we saw like a little personality poking through. Like, they are paying attention.
Yeah.
And they are people.
They know who Dan is.
Mm-hmm, that's true, too. Well, you know, now
they know I have a relationship.
They've offered me the job as the host of Bible Brothers.
Which is great because you've been doing that guest spot. You've been plugging away.
I've been plugging away. And that's like, you know, it's like Saturday Night Live. Sometimes they'll like someone goes from a featured player.
Yeah, and you're like, okay, only matters to comedy nerds. But yeah, right. But it matters.
I don't think it.
Featured player.
And everyone's
now
like, wait,
full-time person.
Person. So they still announce the name. They still scream their name at the beginning of the show.
Yeah. But yeah, what are your plans as host in host seat?
I have given options to the people on the Discord, and I would extend those options to anyone listening who's not on the Discord to email BibleBrothersPodcast@gmail.com or talk to me personally on Instagram, the Bible Brothers Podcast account.
Or in Glendale.
Or in Glendale, California. I'm around.
Yeah.
But I had given people the option of like, because I too still like the idea of reading the entire Bible.
Sure.
It's still interesting to me.
Amazing.
It's still sort of funny. Is it possible? Because I don't know if you know this, Robert, but I also have two kids.
I'm aware.
And that makes it hard.
It's
to
gotten
do
harder.
Anything.
It's gotten harder since we started.
Well, and not to discourage you from having the child that you're going to have, but it does just get harder.
Okay.
That's all. But
some say easier.
Well, I think there's going to be a time when it's easier. Like once they're like a little bit more. I mean, they're both autonomous now, but like they're just like able to do a lot of tasks
nasty stuff
on their own.
Yeah.
Then I think it's like, oh, they're kind of like, they're a team, they're a unit, and mom and dad are a unit. And so we're not as like,
it's a war.
And we will meet in the kitchen. We will fight
us first then.
Always.
But we must meet in the kitchen every night.
There's times
to
when
discuss
it's easier.
A treaty.
Right. There's times when it's easier, but not to get into that. So I gave people the option of one, I can continue the podcast and try to do it on my own.
Don't do that.
That seems too hard.
That sounds like a lonely road.
Sounds lonely and it seems too hard. And I actually even think it's kind of impossible because part of the fun of the podcast
is stopping
and talking and being able to give you a break or someone a break from reading and give someone a break from just listening.
If you did that, you would seem like a lunatic by yourself.
Sort of, yeah. So
can I stop you, Dan?
Yeah. And yes, I'm like, Dan, when did I start recording and when have I stopped? Is my whole life just a podcast?
That's interesting.
That's another route. I haven't given that option yet. Make my life a podcast. The other option was maybe find another co-host or a string of guest co-hosts, which seems
maybe more doable. Maybe co-host a book.
Co-host a book. Oh,
a book at a time.
Oh, that's interesting. Huh. Yeah. Haven't talked about that. People seem down with that.
Yeah.
Again, the problem there is that I have two kids and it doesn't make my schedule any easier.
Well, that seems like, is there a third option that makes it easier?
Well, then my third option was...
Seems like you're going to deal with that in any of these iterations.
Yeah, but any kind of life
is that thing. You have a life.
Third option was that don't worry about the podcast and to get my streaming channel set up.
Well, that, I mean, you know, I love that.
Yeah, that's Robert's. That's
I've been
thumbs
saying
up
for
years,
years
probably.
Now.
I know.
Which is insane really because it's a thing that like you just like press play, as I understand it, on the Twitch stream.
It's so hard to set up.
But it would be great. I would love to see you play video games and talk about it.
Yeah, that would be fun. And what would be easier about that is that I wouldn't have to schedule anything with someone else.
I think you would be a star. I mean, I don't know if it's a thriving, and I haven't checked in about like the financials of it all, but as far as like I just feel like you've got the goods, the look, the animated face. I think you have a face for the screen.
Mm. Yeah. And the only issue about that is that I think those content makers have to make so many hours of content to like break through.
Well,
I think as like to, I mean, I don't know. But that's just an option.
You might find that you love the game.
And then the last one, I forgot what the last one was. So
probably like stop.
Stop everything.
Or something.
Die.
No full-time host?
No.
That wasn't an option.
To not do anything?
To bring on a full-time host.
Oh, well, that's
second
corporation.
Host.
You know, I...
Or hand off the
whole thing
to someone else.
That's
or someone
really interesting.
Else.
Like a Rashomon almost. Like, it's your turn now.
Like two younger us.
Yes. Or no, sorry, not Rashomon. Exquisite Corpse? Is that what that's called when
someone writes the
next part?
Or just like a horror movie, like It Follows, or The Ring. It's like now you've seen it.
You have it.
Now
you have Samuel too.
Yeah.
So those are the options. I don't know. People have given, first of all, people have sent very kind messages. So that's nice. Been
Well, I think we really have a really kind and supportive audience.
Yes. And what was
more
really,
than other podcasts?
Well, we did not intend to provide any sort of service to people. We really just wanted to read the Bible. But I think what we got was, and I've heard this many times throughout the podcast, is that people who were raised in the church and having heard these same stories, but under like dogmatic influence,
right?
Hearing them not told that way has been very, a very freeing experience.
Oh, interesting. It's maybe that's cool. A good way to get people out of,
brainwash
religious situations they don't want to be in, or cults, is you read the stuff dry.
Yeah. And just kind of try and figure it out without any influence in a vacuum. So that was really cool.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen to anything at any time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think, you know, I could see it going either way. I do like the idea of the project going on.
Right. What if we gave it to a AI or something?
Interesting. Well, then we could get it done in a snap.
Mm.
We should do that anyway.
Right.
Like, let them figure it out.
Yeah. Once the AIs are going.
Then leave them going. Like, let that go.
Yeah.
Start reading. Just so we have that going. And then, but I think, you know, it's your call. I think let's hear what people have to say.
I think
you are influenced by, you'll do what the people want.
Yeah.
Or you're persuaded by.
By any, what anyone thinks about me at any time.
If one person says anything about you, it's true.
It's true. And I'll fix it or I'll keep doing it.
Or keep it or go harder.
Yeah.
I totally understand. I mean, look, I'm in the same boat. It's like, I think it would be cool to finish the Bible.
Yeah.
It's really long.
Yeah, and it would be fun. Yeah, it's so long. It would be fun if, you know, we checked in with you every once in a while just to kind of fill you in on what's going on.
Oh, yeah. I'd be loved. I would genuinely like to know what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like you get a Cliff Notes version.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think in the meantime, it's probably going to be more of like a spring, which I guess is coming up.
Project, yeah.
Yeah, late spring.
What are you talking about?
Jesus.
Don't say spring.
The problem is like time. Every time people are like, it's February. I'm like,
don't
no,
get me started
not.
On time.
Yeah, it sucks.
I had an interesting thought. Are we allowed to just say something unrelated?
Sure.
Sarah said this wasn't interesting.
Okay.
I think it is.
Okay. That's not interesting.
If I was thinking about the nature of time,
mm-hmm. I'm interested.
Imagine
already.
If the say we never slept.
Uh-huh.
If sleep wasn't a thing,
right,
we would never like feel the concept of time. It's very sleep driven.
Right, because it's like I'm waking up.
So that's
so the time
beginning.
Has,
the
clock
the time,
has started.
Exactly.
And I better get
and the clock stops when you sleep.
It's sort of
you would just be like, there's no time. You just like it, you'd be like, this
matter.
Is meaningless. Like,
yeah, like day and night wouldn't matter either. It would just be light and dark.
Yeah, it just like keeps getting light and dark over and over again.
It's a little colder and darker now, but I'm just doing my thing.
It goes beep, boop, beep, boop. And right. like you would just not just notice anything.
Every animal sleeps.
Is that true?
I think so. I don't think there's a single animal that doesn't sleep, because I started listening to a book on sleep and it's like, you know, you would think that that would be the first thing to go in the evolutionary process.
Totally.
But it seems that it's actually the most important thing, because it's the only thing that every animal has and has to do.
What about breathing?
Not every animal has to, I don't think.
Like what?
Don't fish? Or I guess they breathe. They get oxygen through the gills.
Yeah, they get it.
They get it somehow. So you have to get it still, but you don't have to like, you're not huffing and puffing.
Right. So we have to find a different way to get sleep.
I bet.
Like sleep gills.
Sleep gills would be great. Just like on the top of your head or something.
Yeah, just get them. Like, just catch some sleep.
That's not a bad idea. It's like, because, you know, some animals sleep one brain hemisphere at a time.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, like dolphins, they're still swimming, but they're just like doing it kind of slow and
really?
Sleepy. Yeah, ducks too.
What about dogs? Because sometimes my dog has his eyes are open.
Yeah, and they like, and I feel like dogs sleeping. Just can always sleep, but when they wake up, they're not like, oh, I'm so tired.
No, they just go.
Yeah, they're like, all right. Yeah, I don't know. No, we'd have to ask them. So yeah, Time Brothers.
Come, Wiz, come. Sorry. For Wiz. All right, yeah. Well,
Time
look,
Brothers.
I keep me posted.
Yeah. I'll keep everyone posted. The Patreon is paused.
Yes, yes.
Don't worry about that. You're not just giving us money.
No. But thank you for the money. And thank you for being a part of the ride. I would say I was not expecting to be influenced by the people. I didn't think anyone would listen.
Yeah, of course not. Why
would
they?
And then part two, I didn't think that they would have such an integral role in the thing and such a feedback loop. I feel like the show has really become a sort of blend of the audience talking to us,
yes.
us talking to them.
I mean, I'm looking at our bell and our leather bound Bible as at the Bible dictionary as we speak.
Yes.
Gifts.
Gifts were
from our Bible brethren.
And so it was just a fun, it's fun. I feel like it was like a real group project.
Group effort.
And I hope that it can, and I do continue that, hope that it continues in one form or the other.
Yeah, I think that's where everyone's kind of at.
Yeah.
It's like, I think so, but how are we going to do this? Dan, it's up to you. And Cooper. Cooper, what do you think? Give us a beep of some.
What should we do, Cooper?
Yeah. And the Peltz family, maybe. I mean, I don't want to invite too much, but I know the power lies with them.
Yeah. So, okay. Cooper just said what he thinks. And Cooper. Oh, yeah. And special thanks to Cooper. You know, I do.
Huge.
We do say some pretty mean things about you being a monster, living in a dungeon, eating food.
Wet.
Nasty.
Or eating coins.
Coins. Chomp chomp. So you must have like metallic teeth.
Right.
But the truth is you don't have metallic teeth. And you're not clearly not doing it for the money, because I'm pretty sure you didn't make that much money.
I mean, if Cooper showed up with a big gold chain, I would at this point just be like, nice.
If that we
like
paid
he
for?
Somehow he used the Patreon money to buy himself like a big gold chain.
Oh yeah, he did. Cooper, buy yourself a big
get
chain.
Get that chain. You deserve it.
A big swinging chain.
And you're like, oh, hey, but he looks exactly the same otherwise.
Yeah, no, but that was a, I mean, that was a real heaven sent as well. We didn't even have him for much of the time.
True.
And it was
Cooper
really
literally
bad.
Volunteered on over email.
Yeah.
He's like, I'll do it.
Talk about a fan having a huge influence.
Yeah. He edited everything we said. I don't even know what we said half the time.
Definitely.
And he could have manipulated us to say horrible things.
I think he did at some points.
Why wouldn't he?
So thank you, Cooper. Thank you, fans. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Robert.
Excited to be friends.
Once again. We'll see. Friends or enemies. This can go either way.
I was about to do the ending, but that's not my job to do.
Oops. Everything's just falling. wait, how do we end? Until next time, keep reading those Bibles. Right?
I think.
It's up to me now.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye?
Goodbye.
Goodbye?
Goodbye.
Goodbye.